whole sensation was dreamlike and that I wasn't actually part of it. And that I'd suddenly gone into some sort of parallel world.
I had nightmares. I had hallucinations.
I had a brain hemorrhage stroke.
I'd just finished some fish and chips and I was sitting on Hastings seafront. And I had a pain in my head. I became extremely disorientated and giddy. The fact that your body has gone through this process which has left you so disabled.
I still feel angry to this day.
But it's something I have to deal with, it's what I've got used to being. Some days I would feel completely detached, completely vacant, and have a sense that I was merely floating through life. Floating through life. It's a funny thing, being ill.
I could be talking to somebody one moment, and as I'm saying goodbye, I will have forgotten a great deal of what I've said. I would look at my family's faces, my mother's face, my brother's face. There was a certain part of me that didn't recognize what I was seeing.
You have a great sense of apology to make to those around you. I did create a bit of chaos in other people's lives due to my excessive reactions and emotions to things. I didn't realize why I was suddenly reacting emotionally in a thoroughly different way to the way I had done previously. I found myself shouting at TV interviewers. I found myself reacting impolitely to people around me and shocking them. I had the veneer of politeness taken away from me. Brain injuries are very unpredictable. Confusion.
My name is Jeremy Curtis.
I found myself crying.
Logic was something that I lost.
I was extremely angry that it had happened to me. I didn't feel that I deserved to have to go through anything like that.
That's my life.
I saw nothing but blackness in the time that I was unconscious.
But I understood.
There is a complete blackness beyond life. I was shown part of it. And it shocked me to my soul, if that is an existent thing. And I'm determined to appreciate life in every way now, and not waste any of it.